Now will you notice verse 10. And Judas said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. Now, that's trouble within. And here is where you better be careful, because the devil won't hurt you from the outside. He'll hurt you, though, from the inside. And actually, this man, Nehemiah, didn't get angry until trouble was within. He got angry. But now here, it's the method of discouragement. I think this is one of the greatest weapons that Satan has today, discouragement for God's own. I have a letter that I received some time ago, and I've answered it. It was from a missionary way down in South America, in the jungle, working with a tribe down there. And this is their first term of service. It means they're a young couple. And they were very discouraged. They wrote and they said to me, I judge from what they said otherwise, that they were ready to come home. And they says, we were very much discouraged here. And you do not know what it means to listen to your program late at night, down here in a foreign land, with a people, and we don't understand them, and we can't understand their language yet. We're learning it. And they apparently were ready to just drop everything and come on home. And the devil, of course, was using that matter of discouragement. And you know, we've got discouraged, and we're ready to go off that radio station. And then the Lord, in a very marvelous way, he undertook for us. And we are able to continue on the station. And we are so glad we are, because here's a couple, they're able now to listen to it. And we thank God for that. Oh, how wonderful the Lord is to us, friends. And he's certainly been wonderful to let us broadcast down there. And I wrote to this couple. They didn't ask for anything. They just wrote and explained what the program meant to them. And so I've just written to encourage them. My, the devil uses that. And he uses it in our lives many times. And in the midst of this discouragement, the enemy took advantage of it. And our adversaries said, I'm reading verse 11, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Now the enemy said, we're going to have a surprise attack. We're going to take you when you're not even looking for us. Well, now what's Nehemiah, what's his strategy going to be in answer to that? Listen to him now, verse 13. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. Now, he put every man in the position where he could defend his own family. And that made him more comfortable when he's building, of course. If he's building the wall down there, and his family are back up away from him a distance, he doesn't know whether they're safe or not. So then he put them there with their families, and they had their swords with their spears and bows. Then he says, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles, to the rulers, to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them, remember the Lord. Now that's to be their motto. That's to be their rallying cry. How wonderful this was. Remember the Lord, the battle cry. You remember in the Spanish-American War, our nation had a battle cry, remember the Maine. World War I, it was remember the Lusitania. And in World War II, it was remember Pearl Harbor. Napoleon always used some victory to stir his soldiers up to fight. And it would be to remember some victory. And Paul the Apostle, in this second epistle that he wrote to the young preacher Timothy, and that was his swan song, he gave him a rallying cry. And the correct translation of 2 Timothy 2:8 is, remember Jesus Christ. That's the rallying cry of believers today. Remember the Lord here, which is great and terrible and reverent, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. You defend yourself. That is the fact.